One more thought now about the shortage of transplant organs and the desperate measures people resort to obtain one. If you can't beat supply and demand with morality and legal restrictions, one approach is to just embrace it. Iran is the only country worldwide where the practice of selling one's kidneys for profit is legal and regulated. It's also one of the only places that claims to have no waiting list for organs. Dr. Benjamin Hippen is a transplant nephrologist in Charlotte, North Carolina. He studied the Iranian kidney market. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Iran set this up in the late 80s, and there's a whole big, long story of how that happened. But in the intervening time, we've had a chance to study it. What are the advantages and disadvantages of the Iranian approach?
I think the advantages of the Iranian approach is, if their data is to be believed, they've managed to eliminate the waiting list. The system of compensation for donors in Iran began in the late 1980s, primarily because of financial exigencies in that country. They were unable to provide, through their socialized healthcare system, dialysis therapy for everyone who needed it. Concomitantly, they did not have much of a deceased donor program, primarily because, at the time, the Iranian legislature did not recognize brain death as death. However, by 1999, through their system, they were able to eliminate the waiting list. I should say that that doesn't mean that there's no one in Iran who's on dialysis. What that actually means in Iran is that about 45% of patients with kidney failure actually have a transplant.
Is this a collaboration of religious authorities and the medical community in Iran to make this marketplace work and come up with the regulations?
The cooperation with religious authorities primarily took on a new dimension in 2000 when the Iranian legislature recognized brain death as death. In one of history's odd apercues, this was actually a cause dear to the heart of the late Ayatollah Khomeini, who was quite interested in brain death. And it was through his efforts primarily that that was recognized in 2000. I should say, too, that in the Iranian system, they've set it up so that those who are not Iranian nationals, either donors or recipients, are at least ostensibly prohibited from participating in it, though there are a few case reports of people coming from outside of Iran who are not Iranian nationals participating in it.
All right. So the takeaway is they bring the illicit market to the surface and make it legal. And they also restrict access of foreign nationals. So you can't have the brokers like we've discovered in Israel. What are the potential downsides and who's likely to get exploited by a system like this?
I think the most concerning downside of the Iranian system is the fact that the vast majority of compensated donors in Iran are disproportionately poor. But the other major concern about the Iranian system is the lack of long-term follow-up of these donors. The salient concern with regard to donation is what happens to people 10 and 20 and 30 years down the road. And there's plenty of literature from studies of organ trafficking that suggests that the long-term outcomes for people selling their kidneys, particularly on the black market, are very poor.
So if we were to adopt a system like this in the United States, at the very least, you would want to have some sort of program that would allow for continual follow-up of donors so that their health can be maintained and preserved.
Yes. What we favor is a system of incentives that maintains the existing regulatory framework for the long-term follow-up of living donors. So uncompensated living donors in the United States, for example, have to go through an entire evaluation process on the medical surgical side and currently require 2 years of follow-up after donation. We would actually favor extending that. And we think that by avoiding the use of donors who are otherwise high risk, say those who are older who have high blood pressure or diabetes or the like, we could actually create a system that is ostensibly safer for living donors, but in the short and the long term, than the current system is now.
Some lessons from Iran with the prospect of improving that system here in the United States. Dr. Benjamin Hippen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Benjamin Hippen is a transplant nephrologist who studied the Iranian kidney market. He spoke to us from Charlotte, North Carolina.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.